America's longest-running public service announcement has a birthday this week.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Smokey Bear, the friendly, furry face of wildfire prevention in the U.S., is turning 80. His image has stood the test of time, but his message is evolving, NPR's Mansi Khurana reports.
The U.S. Forest Service created Smokey Bear during the height of World War II. Firefighters were going overseas, and there was a fear that wildfire could be used as a weapon.
When this campaign first launched, it was in the context of our war efforts, and the forests were seen as a resource in that context.
Tracy Danich is the director of the Smokey Bear campaign at the Ad Council. Smokey Bear appeared in posters, stamps, and even on the radio.
Smokey the Bear.
Hello there, folks.
Alongside stars like Bing Crosby.
So let's watch our matches and smokes and our campfires. Let's be careful with fire in our forests.
But even after World War II ended, Smokey stuck around. His message that only you can prevent forest fires became an enduring part of American culture. He even had his own zip code because he was getting so much fan mail. In the beginning, his message suggested that preventing forest fires would allow nature to go back to the way it was.
If folks will just take it to their hearts, we'll have less carelessness and less forest fires. It'll be like old times, maybe, when great herds of buffalo roam Nevada country.
Buffalo, buffalo.
But Melinda Adams, an indigenous fire scientist and professor at the University of Kansas, says that that vision of America where there's no fire isn't true.
When you had colonizers come over and look at land mosaics or beautiful landscapes, they developed a narrative of being untouched by humans. Well, we know through the recent scholarship that that's not true. We know that indigenous peoples created these landscapes.
Adams is a proponent of what she calls good fire, or burns to land that help an environment thrive. She has been a part of the chorus of voices trying to change the narrative for decades.
We're trying to educate folks that there are good fires and then concentrating on the ecological benefits, the regrowth, the reintroduction of wildlife in an area that's been freshly burned.
And it's paid off. In 2001, the U.S. Forest Service changed Smokey's message from only you can prevent forest fires to only you can prevent wildfires. Here's Adams again.
Now they're redirecting resources for good fire, beneficial fire during the off-fire season in order to reduce the overgrowth that, you know, decades of fire suppression, of fire deficiency has left, which makes those areas of lands more flammable.
And human-caused climate change is another factor increasing the size and intensity of wildfires. About 70,000 wildfires burn every year. That's according to the National Interagency Fire Center. And 80% of those are caused by humans. So has Smokey's messaging really worked? John Miller is the chief of fire and emergency response at the Virginia Department of Forestry. He says there's still a lot of work to be done to educate the public on fire safety.
You know, not just standing here with your arm around Smokey Bear out in fire prevention, you know, on an occasional TV commercial or in a school near you. Somehow we need to turn that prevention to be more front and center to the public.
For Miller, this means not just focusing on wildfires that cause millions of dollars worth of damage, but the smaller ones he sees all the time. He would like to see agencies focus on steps people can take to stop small wildfires like those from happening. Tracy Danich with the Smokey Bear ad campaign says, however that message evolves, you can be sure that Smokey will be there to deliver it.
His tips evolve, and there are other things about Smokey and the campaign that have evolved to stay relevant, but that message and focus has always remained consistent.
But remember, Smokey Bear can't actually prevent wildfires. Only you can. So make sure you check your state's guidelines for fire safety. Mansi Khurana, NPR News.